Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
Thank you for joining us here today on the Midday Report. I'm Jason Eaton, and I'm being joined by Leslie Milius. She is the program coordinator for Butler County Extension. And Leslie, it's that time of year, back in the libraries with some story times, and then an upcoming farm safety day for some youngsters.
Yes. So starting in May, I will be back at going to four different Butler County libraries, and we will be doing story times again. And this time we're going to be learning about eggs and poultry because May is National Egg Month. And so we are going to be talking about all things eggs and learning about eggs, and the kids will read a story, and we'll do a little craft. And this time also the kids are going to be making their own egg salad, so that should be kind of fun and different, because you know that's one of those foods that you either like it or you don't.
Absolutely. Yeah, we just had it, and I'm a big egg salad fan, so
I like it too, but you know, kids are kind of leery, but I think if they make it, they're more liable to try it, and maybe they will find that it isn't as what they maybe thought it was.
Right. Yeah. My kids the same way. I think it's the texture that kind of throws them at first.
Yeah, I think so. And I think if they get to mix it up and do it, I think they may enjoy it a little bit more than if it was just placed in front of them. So it should be kind of fun. And it's kind of a craft in itself that they're making, but they get to eat it. So that should be kind of fun. And then what we're going to be doing too next week is we will be having our annual Farm Safety Day for fourth graders here in Butler County. They will come to the Butler County Fairgrounds and learn all about different things that pertain to safety. And so learning to be not only safe on the farm, but just safe in general. If they don't live or come from a farm, it gives them an awareness of what to do. Or, you know, obviously these big machines are going to be rolling up and down the roads and that kind of stuff, or even through town. And so just having those kids have an awareness of what is going on will help them to hopefully become more safe around those things too. So we have different FFA chapters in the county that will be coming and helping to teach some sessions. We will be having the 4-H County Council kids. They are very involved too. They help pack bags, goodie bags for each of the kids that are coming. They also teach sessions and do some different things too. So it's a big day for us with our youth leadership kids helping out to teach those fourth graders. So hoping that it's great weather. We've had some hairy weather here in the last couple of weeks. So hopefully it'll be a great sunny day and we'll have a lot of fun.
You bet. And what day was that again next week?
That's going to be May 7th.
Okay. And that's every fourth grader in Butler County will go through that?
Pretty much, yes. Every school is invited. Some schools, I don't know if they had another conflict or something, but I do know that, you know, we do have several of the school districts here coming and participating.
Sounds great. Anything else from the Extension office this week, Leslie?
You know, we're just kind of gearing up for that spring weather and summer seasons coming up. And so lots of activities will be happening to prepare us for the big county fair, in addition to some other youth programs that'll be happening. So definitely watch our Facebook page and our website for more information on those things that are upcoming.
Sounds good. As always, Leslie, a lot of things going on at the Extension office, and we do appreciate you coming on and giving us an update.
All right. Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds like a plan.